It's time for Wildcat News, a look at what's going on in the Humboldt Community Schools, brought to you by Northwest Bank.
It is 7:21, 37 degrees, Wildcat News, of course, brought to you by Northwest Bank. We have Activities Director, Mr. Ryan O'Hearn. What do the kids call you in school?
Yeah, Mr. O'Hearn or Ryan or Mr. O, so I'm not too picky on how I'm addressed, I guess. So
sure.
Pretty easy going.
Pretty easy going. Well, that's cool. I appreciate that. And a teacher, that's, you know, or you could be wound tight and, you know, like some of the coaches were when I was in school. We are here to talk about several different things. One, homecoming was a great success. I mean, it's a tough loss for the game. But what a great week. The kids did such a great job putting all that together.
Yeah, other than the tough loss, it was great to see us bounce back against Algona last week, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. But homecoming went really well. We really appreciate our student senate reps, Kathy Beach and Patty Hayes, for taking the lead in their first year, working together, kind of the co-student senate reps, with all of the different activities and the planning and the parades and the pep rallies and the coronation. Just so much that goes into homecoming behind the scenes. And just for example of the homecoming night, you know, we had cross country seniors before the game being recognized. Then halftime, you have the homecoming court rolling out on their golf carts. Thanks to Northland Auto and Preston Peterson for helping us with that. It keeps things moving because we only get 20 minutes at halftime. So we had a great homecoming court. The young men and young women on the court this year were great. And then we had the dance team perform and then the marching band. So to get that all done in 20 minutes takes a lot of coordination. It just shows all the different activities you can be involved in the fall. So homecoming was great. It was a great week for the Humboldt schools overall, I thought.
And, you know, one of the things I had noticed and I'd mentioned last week in Wildcat News, new band uniforms. Those are pretty sharp. They're looking pretty tall. They're looking very successful.
Those turned out really nice, and it mm-hmm. was just a joint effort between the school district and our music boosters, who are raising money all the time with the concession stand and other fundraisers they have. And so they put together a plan, Mr. Murray and our band director, Emily Willitson, and then Jason Patterson, our music booster president, and great plan to get those purchased. And it looks great because they're used more than just on Friday night at halftime for our home games, marching band competitions we go to, and they'll last, you know, hopefully 10 years. And to outfit our band in those kinds of uniforms, just great, I thought.
Yeah, they look great. We have postseason coming up pretty quick.
Yeah, cross country kind of starts the conference tournament or the conference run here with the NCC meet at Algona on next Tuesday. And then state qualifying cross-country meet is October 12th, and that won't be released yet, but I think it could be possibly going to Spencer is what could happen there with the cross-country. But regardless, doing a great job, and they just need to keep getting better and better. And Matt will have some results from the Dick Bell Invitational at Eagle Grove last night, but the NCC meet is at Algona next Tuesday at River Road. So looking forward to following, you know, Coach Joel Hoogland's squad, boys and girls, up at Algona, close drive. So hopefully a lot of people can get up there and cheer them on, because the middle school also runs too. So it's a middle school race, JV race, and then varsity race. So everybody 7 through 12 has an opportunity to compete for a conference championship next Tuesday at Algona. So that's exciting.
Yeah, it's a big day.
Yep, and then the state qualifying meet is October 22nd, so that'll hopefully get a lot of our cross-country kids down to the state tournament in Fort Dodge, which is another close venue, and it's nice just to be able to not travel a whole lot for that.
So volleyball been successful, football's been successful. Where are we at with those two sports?
Yeah, volleyball starting to wrap up their conference portion of the season. They're at Webster City on Thursday, and then Charles City, who will be in the conference starting next year, they're here Tuesday just to help fill their schedule, which is nice to play an extra match. You're allowed 14, but we got 15 to help Charles City out since they don't have a conference, and then wrapping things up next Thursday at St. Edmund, good win over Hampton Dumont Cal last night. It was nice to help Breast Cancer Awareness Night, helped the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital raise money with the Pink Out, and thanks to everybody at the hospital for helping coordinate that. It was a good night. And then postseason volleyball will come out this afternoon, late this afternoon at some point, and Matt will update everybody with that here on the radio, I'm sure, tomorrow morning. But October 21st, October 23rd, and October 28th are all postseason dates for our volleyball team, and all dates that we'll hopefully most likely host. So everybody come out on those dates, the 21st, 23rd, 28th. The way things are now with the Girls High School Athletic Union, you get to host all the way through if you're one of the top seeds, and we're ranked 6th in the state right now, and I think we'll stay right there. Hopefully go up to Mason City Saturday morning and play really well in that tournament, and then just get a little momentum going in the postseason. But to have an opportunity to play, to go to the state tournament in your home gym here in Humboldt, I think the Humboldt High School gym will just be packed on those three nights because it's going to be high level volleyball.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, football wrapping up here. We're just talking about how fast the fall goes with the weather changing, and three more football games left. But wanted to just give a shout out to our ninth grade and JV football teams. They played here Monday night against Algona. 5 o'clock was the ninth grade game, and JV followed. A little bit of a longer night, but it was just great football on Monday night with our ninth grade team and our JV team against Algona. We split. Ninth grade got beat in a close game, had some chances to win, came down to the last play. And then the JV, we blocked a field goal to beat Algona. So that was pretty cool just to see our younger levels play, and great crowd out there. Concession stands open. But big trip to MOC Floyd Valley this Friday. And then we have one of the top ranked teams in 3A, Heelan, coming in next Friday, and then up at Sioux Center the following Friday. So three big weeks for our football team, kind of control our own destiny, and big win to bounce back after being down 17-7 at Algona, and then come back in the second half and win that game. So that was great to see, and big momentum builder. So looking forward to Coach Elman's team in the last 3 weeks of the regular season, which is hard to believe that we're in week 7 of high school football already. It's just flown by.
Yeah, I mean, postseason already. Again, cross country, football, volleyball, it's all happening here in, what, about a week and a half?
That's right.
Yeah. 2 weeks, so crazy.
Yep.
Also, the musical, that's coming up in November.
Yep. The musical is White Christmas this year, November 6th, 7th, and 8th. Ben Shavers and Emily Wiebke taking the lead on that. And the kids have been busy building the set. You'll see it kind of outside the garage door of our new high school entrance. Busy building the set, busy building their cast, and just trying to practice and get ready for that. And I just don't think people understand how much time they put into it and how late they are at school. I'm usually probably the latest person there at school, just kind of tearing things down and helping the custodians after a volleyball game at this point in the season, or a football game like on a Monday night. It was 10 o'clock, but they're still there and getting ready for that musical. But that's just the kind of commitment and dedication they have to our music program and making that musical fantastic as always. And then can't wait to be in the new can't wait to be in the renovated auditorium. People are just going to love that when they walk in and see that for the first time. It looks like a brand new facility. It's amazing.
It is finished then.
Getting there. Yeah, we got to get the seats in, and it'll be ready for sure by the musical. And you know, couldn't be more excited to open that up to our Humboldt community. It's going to be great. And again, thanks to everybody who helped fundraise for that. Took a lot of money to get that, but it was a much needed upgrade. And, Mike Blair was influential in getting the lights in there and kind of planning on how he thought that it would serve best everybody in the community. And it's going to be a great, great upgrade to our high school.
Looking forward to it. Musical coming up on November 6th, 7th, and 8th. Did I get the dates
right? That's
right,
yep.
Activities Director Ryan O'Hearn has been our guest this morning on Wildcat News. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it. And best to you. Have a good rest of the week.
All right. Thanks, Pat. Thanks, guys.
Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt. Wildcat News is brought to you by Northwest Bank.